Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's May 5th, 2011. It's the Alex Jones Show live. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com, filling in for Alex today. And we've got two huge guests coming up over the course of the next 90 minutes to discuss this unraveling Osama bin Laden fable, both of whom held highly influential positions within the US government, and both of whom have vocally savaged this bin Laden narrative that has been put out by the White House for the fairy tale that it is. The guests are former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Reagan, Paul Craig Roberts, and of course the third installment of our interview with Steve R. Pachenik, who worked as a top spy master in no less than five U.S. administrations. Cannot be called a black helicopter conspiracy fantasist, as the Time magazine article yesterday would have it. Of course, they're afraid to address any of the issues that Pachenik has raised over the course of the last 2 days on the Alex Jones Show. We've got InfoWars video guru Rob Jacobson coming up live, reporting from Ground Zero later on in this, actually in the next segment. As Obama gets ready to pull off his contrived photo op, mimicking how George W. Bush stood on the rubble of the Twin Towers shortly after 9/11, in what amounts to basically a desperate PR stunt to contrive a political turnaround for his ailing aspirations to get a second term in the Oval Office. Second half of the show will be hosted by Steve Watson and Aaron Dykes, and then Alex Jones himself will be calling in from the road to give his take on the unfolding, collapsing, crumbling bin Laden fable. And the bin Laden hoax really is collapsing now. Whether you believe he was killed recently or, you know, he was killed 9 years ago, as Pachenik has asserted, the fact is that this whole narrative they've manufactured around the alleged raid and assassination of bin Laden at his compound there in Pakistan is totally crumbling to the ground. It's beginning to resemble more and more a Jerry Bruckheimer-style Jessica Lynch fable. We had the photo of Obama giving the address to the nation on Sunday night, which appeared the next morning in U.S. newspapers. Completely staged after the event, that has now been admitted, that's on the record. But more importantly, the photos released just a couple of days ago by the White House, the so-called Situation Room photos that people have said depict the, quote, defining moment of Obama's presidency. And these were the photos that the mainstream media reported illustrated Obama, Hillary Clinton, and their White House security team grimacing their faces with these stern looks, watching the raid on the bin Laden compound and watching his assassination unfold live on the big screen in front of them. And we've got a photo of those pictures that the White House released that we're showing now. And he had this shot of a shocked Hillary Clinton, a hand anxiously over her mouth as if reacting to, you know, some crucial event. You had the news telling us that this depicted the moment when, quote, the leader of the free world saw the terror chief shot in the left eye. That's what they actually told us. We were told that this photograph depicted Obama, Clinton, and Biden, quote, watching intently as the raid takes place. And you had the White House counter-terror czar, John Brennan, come out and say that this was evidence of the fact that Obama and Clinton were provided with, quote, ongoing coverage of the raid as it unfolded. And so this was told to us as a dramatic part of the bin Laden narrative, and of course it turns out to be a complete hoax, a completely staged fable. And we'll be back after the break to detail how this whole bin Laden fraud is collapsing at warp speed. Stay tuned, it's the Alex Jones Show live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show this May 5th, 2011. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Paul Craig Roberts coming up at the bottom of the hour, and shortly we'll be joined by Rob Jacobson, InfoWars video guru, live from Ground Zero, New York, as Obama prepares to descend for his staged photo op. And speaking of photo ops, we had the dramatic release of these Situation Room images by the White House a couple of days ago, which the media told us depicted Obama and his staff, including Hillary Clinton, reacting live as the assassination of bin Laden unfolded on the big screen in front of them. They said that these Navy SEALs had cameras attached to their helmets and that Obama was able to watch the whole episode go down live. Actually, turns out that there was no moment at all when Obama saw bin Laden assassinated, supposedly shot in the head, because according to Leon Panetta, the CIA director, the video feed on these cameras was completely cut off before the Navy SEALs even entered the building. So for all the stern faces and shocked expressions that the media told us were going on in these photos as a result of Clinton and Obama witnessing the raid live, they actually saw nothing whatsoever. They didn't find out what had happened until it was all over. And these photos were basically staged in a PR stunt for public consumption, just as the rescue, in quotations, of Jessica Lynch and the death of Pat Tillman were also manufactured for public consumption. Fables to generate this contrived jingoism, this phony pro-war sentiment that Obama is now desperately trying to capitalize on in an effort to rebrand himself as this tough, respected leader. You know, all the Republicans are now clicking their heels because Obama was tough. He got the job done. He got the job done in basically lying to the American people in front of tens of millions of viewers. On Sunday night, Obama said that the assassination of bin Laden followed a, quote, 40-minute shootout. Now, bear in mind, Obama never saw this took place because the live feed from the cameras had been cut. And now, after the fact, it's been admitted that there was no shootout. There was one individual in the whole compound that was armed, and he wasn't even in the house. He was at a house across the street. We had these lurid tales about bin Laden throwing his wife in front of himself as a human shield. Complete fallacy, made up, contrived. We had the tales of bin Laden resisting, defending himself, firing back. Again, completely made up, contrived. He wasn't armed. And you would think, you know, with all this gracious applauding of torture, how it supposedly led them to find bin Laden, that turns out to be completely untrue as well. That they would have wanted to keep alive the number one intelligence asset in the world, Osama bin Laden. He wasn't armed. At first, they allegedly took him alive, but then they put a bullet through his head. Now, if you think that torture is so good at eliciting vital information, would you want to keep Osama bin Laden alive, or would you want to get rid of him straight away? So basically, Obama lied. He said there was a 40-minute shootout. He went on national television in his public address on Sunday night, and he completely lied. A totally impeachable offence. Because it was basically a slaughter in cold blood. There was no firefight. There was no live feed to Obama and Clinton, as these staged photos suggested there was, as the media told us that Obama saw the moment when bin Laden was shot in his head above the left eye. Completely made up, contrived fable. Obama, Clinton saw none of it, but they put out these staged photos of them looking shocked as the event unfolded, supposedly live. And of course, Hillary Clinton has come out today after it all was revealed and said, oh, I just had allergies. I just had my hand over my mouth. And this is already after they've claimed that it was the moments when the raid was happening, even though they didn't see it happen, which is now being admitted. So lie upon lie, and nothing about the fairy tale adds up. And even some quarters of the mainstream media are now having to admit that fact. The White House press secretary, Carney, is being lambasted left, right, and center as a failure, as a flounderer, because he keeps tripping over his own words, his own lies during the press briefings, because they're having trouble keeping this whole narrative in order. You know, tell the truth and you never have to remember anything. But this Carney guy is so overwhelmed by the fact that the White House keeps flip-flopping and changing the narrative that even he can't keep up. But don't worry about all that, because according to Time magazine and the majority of the establishment media, anyone who points out these blaring discrepancies, these inconsistencies with the official narrative, is merely a conspiracy theorists engaging in, quote, black helicopter fantasies. That's what the Time magazine writer said yesterday about Alex Jones and all the information that we presented this week. So, presumably, that would include the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, who has come out herself and questioned these discrepancies. Presumably, that would include the man who all this week on The Alex Jones Show, and the man who's coming up as a guest in the next hour, Steve Pachenik, who has blown the lid off the entire bin Laden fraud, the fact that he died in 2001. Is he another black helicopter fantasist, Time magazine? He served under five US presidents, top spy master. He wrote the book for the State Department on psychological warfare and counterterrorism. He's publicly saying that Bin Laden died in 2001. 2 days ago on the Alex Jones Show, he said that these Situation Room photos were completely staged, a fairy tale. He's proven completely right again. He's vindicated. Is he a conspiracy theorist, a black helicopter fantasist, Time magazine and the rest of the establishment media? You know, they've also created this framing of the debate where anyone who questions the official narrative, which is collapsing left, right and centre because they can't keep it straight, is either a wacko, paranoid nut job or is some Taliban goat herder that claims Bin Laden's still alive. So they're framing the debate around that. And then whenever you ask any questions about the whole narrative, even as it collapses, then you're ring-fenced under that label. It's psychological warfare. But the whole stack of cards surrounding this Bin Laden fable is collapsing at warp speed. And Obama's 9-point bounce that he's enjoyed so far is already starting to evaporate, which is why today he's heading down to ground zero to try and reinvigorate this whole jingoistic attitude from the American people. And it's so transparent that they're exploiting this monumental fraud to try and manufacture this post 9/11 kind of intellectual castration of the American people. Because Obama comes out Sunday night and says that killing Bin Laden means America is now safer, that the world is safer from terrorists. And yet what happens? Almost instantly, they start fear-mongering about nuclear holocausts from the admissions of the tortured Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's been waterboarded for the last 5 years, who will admit to being, you know, the Grinch who stole Christmas, the Tooth Fairy, and whatever else after they've tortured him for that amount of time. And now they're talking about raising the terror threat to a new level, to a higher level. You've got calls for the TSA to be put in shopping malls, putting their hands down your kids' pants. You've got more grope downs. You've got more bag searches and you've got more goons walking around with machine guns. But Obama told us that the world was safer after the death of Osama bin Laden. And yet their reaction suggests that it's only going to become more unsafe because, of course, they're the real terrorists launching this psychological warfare operation against us. But it's all because the terrorists hate our freedom, which is why that local TSA child molester needs to get his hands on your children. CBS News reporting yesterday calls for TSA in shopping malls. And you can tell that it's contrived by their own reaction. It's a weird serial killer kind of reaction where they're going back to the scene of the crime and they're trying to exploit it for all it's worth. Because now with completely unrelated matters, they're hastily trying to spend Obama's political capital to destroy more of our freedoms. Bill Richardson comes out and says that killing Bin Laden means that Obama can now push through the cap and tax system. Try and work that one out. We've got a news story today out of the Hill with Obama pushing ahead with a plan to put satellite tracker boxes in your cars to track you by the mile, mandatory. Again, nothing to do with Bin Laden, but it's about Obama spending this political capital, this contrived political capital, on a whole raft of different agendas that he's been waiting to push through. And if you think that a government that staged an event that started the Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin, complete fabrication, never happened, historical fact, if you think that they're not capable of staging a raid on a building in Pakistan, then you've got another thing coming. And the whole thing overriding it, which we'll talk about with Steve Pachenik, is the fact that according to every intelligence professional worth their salt, Bin Laden's been dead since 2001. The fable, the fairy tale nature of this fraud knows no bounds. We'll be back after the break with Rob Jacobson live from Ground Zero. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Hello, friends, this is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On the Alex Jones Show, May the 5th, 2011, and we've got Rob Jacobson, InfoWars video guru, live on the line from Ground Zero as Barack Obama prepares to descend on the scene for his staged photo op, trying to get as much political capital out of this Bin Laden fraud as politically possible. Rob, we've been bombarded with this fear-mongering about these imminent terror attacks and these calls to put the TSA in shopping malls. How has that hype manifested itself in New York? Has the police state been on full display as you've been traveling around?
Well, Paul, I'm over here at Ground Zero, and it's the usual display of plenty of police. It's the first time I've seen police dogs on the street here in Manhattan, and there are police dogs guarding subway stations, but it's the usual group of police mixed with Secret Service types floating up and down the street. And the usual high level of security around Ground Zero, eminent to one of these events. I got a group of police officers just marching right in front of me in some kind of 2x2 formation. And it's basically exactly what you just described. Everybody seems to be, it doesn't seem that the sentiment is that people are both not as much excited, but also scared of what may be next, and it's a heightened sense of paranoia here in New York City.
So I'm wondering what kind of crowd is down there at the moment. We saw the celebrations on the White House lawn by these college zombies in the aftermath of this Bin Laden announcement. Is it a more quiet affair, or are there political banners or any signs of that nature?
I'm seeing a few political banners, but no hysteria like we've seen on the evening that Obama made the announcement. It's mostly people waiting to see the president, usual crowd held back by the police line. I did see one sign basically saying that some woman's children are proud to be raised in a country where they love their president. And that kind of thing, but not too many political signs, a couple of American flags, not like we've seen on the evening of the announcement.
Yeah, love of president as opposed to love of country. They think that's patriotism. I was hearing you were kicked out of the press area. Is that true?
That's true. I was in the press area. I was waiting online to actually go into the pit itself. They told me since we didn't contact the White House, days and days before, I am not qualified to cover the president or take pictures of him in any way. I explained to him I'm here with a nationally syndicated radio show, and I was prepared to have our producer get on the line with whoever needed to speak with him to prove that, you know, we truly are press. We are probably larger than most of the national labels I've seen waiting online, and they simply said, since we're not on the White House's list, we can't enter. Not only myself, but other news agencies were denied as well. I know senators' staff were denied access to inside unless you were on the White House pre-approved list.
Well, obviously, I mean, Obama can't give a town hall speech without every single guest going through this approval process. And it's like the media equivalent of the free speech zones. You have to ask the government permission to engage in your First Amendment right, not only to protest, but merely to cover a public media event. Is ridiculous, and it's a sign of what's happened after 9/11. Of course, the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom, and then governments, consecutive governments, proceeded to take those freedoms away. I'm wondering, you've obviously traveled to New York on numerous occasions over the past few years. As somebody who visits often, what kind of statement does it make that 10 years nearly after 9/11, Ground Zero is still virtually a building site?
It shows that, you know, the statement is that either everybody seems, the sentiment around the people is that everybody's a little disappointed that nothing is going on. I see a couple of construction sites here. The Liberty Tower is about 63 stories. There's another building going up, still under construction. But this is all going on about 10 years after the actual incident. You'd think this would have been going on, you know, a couple of years after some planning and whatnot. But
okay, thanks, Rob. We're heading to the break now. Stay safe. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned. Paul Craig Roberts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live, it's the Alex Jones Show, May 5th, 2011, coming up at the top of the hour. Steve Arpjenik, top spy master, worked under five different US presidents to talk about the Bin Laden fable. Now we have President Barack Obama mimicking George W. Bush. He's descended on Ground Zero, and Obama, according to the Associated Press, is now basically repeating exact similar phrases that George Bush used as he stood on the rubble in those days after 9/11, as Obama desperately attempts to seize on the political capital that this Bin Laden raid has afforded him. But I'm delighted to say that we've been joined by Paul Craig Roberts, who many of you will know, of course, was the father of Reaganomics, served as Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, and of course Mr. Roberts is a prolific author and writer whose articles we eagerly await. We posted his latest article on prisonplanet.com this morning. Mr. Roberts, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Paul.
Good to speak to you.
before you start, get started with me, I was fascinated by the piece yesterday, your report, I think it was, on Steve Pizenik. Did I pronounce that right?
Steve Pizenik, yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was amazing, not so much the bin Laden part, because I think that's been known for some time, but his statement that he had been told by a general from, I think, Wolfowitz's staff that 9/11 was an inside job and that he was willing himself, Steve Pizenik, to testify under oath before Congress and reveal the guy's name. Now, this is an astonishing development. This is for real, I take it. I take it you've got this on tape and or video or something.
It was said live during Mr. Pizenik's interview with Alex Jones on Tuesday, and that's right. And it's an astounding admission which has been completely ignored by the mainstream media. Well, they daren't even try and debunk it.
You know, I'm not. His credentials are substantial, but what puzzles me about it is, I mean, that kind of marks him for a dead man, doesn't it? I mean, they're not. They're either going to ignore him or they're going to kill him. I mean, why, as well connected as he's been in government, it seems to me he would know that if he says something like that, he's going to have an accident before anybody takes him up on the offer. I mean, that strikes me as as reckless, almost. I mean, I've been really puzzled about why he would say that. I mean, I can understand revealing it. But not, you know, not forecasting that he was going to reveal it. That's one thing they won't let be revealed. They're not going to let that happen.
Exactly. I mean, Alex asked him about that. Alex was trying to get him on air to say, you know, I'm not suicidal like the DC madam. And obviously we know what happened to her. But Pizenik basically said, you know, I'm a professional. I've got dirt on them. And he was basically not afraid of that. But he's actually coming up as a guest at the top of the hour, and that's something I can press him further on in the next hour of the show.
Okay.
My question for you, Mr. Roberts, is you wrote on Monday that the whole Bin Laden thing had, quote, the odor of a staged event. Now you've been justified in that assessment with these Situation Room photos that the media told us were an account of Obama and Hillary Clinton watching the live assassination of Bin Laden unfold. That has now been documented to be completely fraudulent. The live video stream was cut off. They saw nothing of the raid. You've wrote this other article today, which is excellent. What do you think are the most alarming discrepancies in this whole Bin Laden narrative that we've been sold on by the White House and the media?
Well, you know, Paul, the thing was never believable in the beginning because the original story of a firefight with the heroic SEALs taking on Al-Qaeda, which Rumsfeld described as the most highly trained, most dangerous, most vicious killers on the planet. And so the SEALs get into a firefight with these vicious, highly trained killers, and they don't get a scratch. So that already tells you something stinks, because anybody can hear a helicopter coming, you know, even people who are asleep. So then before 48 hours pass, the whole story changes fundamentally. There's no firefight. Bin Laden's not a coward, after all, hiding behind a woman. He's not even armed, says the White House press spokesman. The direct quote, he wasn't armed. And so all of a sudden, we go from heroes in a firefight to cold-blooded murderers. And even worse, you see, even if you believe the government's story, you have to see it as the most botched operation in history. So why in the world would you kill the mastermind who has all the secrets of terrorism when he's unarmed, harmless, and surrounded? That's the last thing you would do, is to kill him. And so that part of the story it's not so much a discrepancy that's important. It's the story itself. It makes no sense. And the reason they had to say that is they didn't capture him. They didn't kill him. He wasn't there. He was already dead. This is a staged event for a bunch of hidden agendas, not merely for Obama's popularity and poll ratings and reelection campaign. That's no doubt part of it. But there are other agendas that this event is being used for. For example, the justification of torture is one. Probably starting more trouble with Pakistan is another. More powers for Homeland Security is another. Probably more false flag attacks that they will say is due to al-Qaeda retaliation for killing bin Laden. There are all kinds of agendas that are hiding behind this false story. So the dead giveaway is that if you actually did catch this guy, you wouldn't quickly throw the evidence of your success into the ocean. The minute you do that, the whole story becomes suspect because there's no real explanation for why they dumped the body in the ocean. The story they give is obviously a fabrication and it's incorrect, that they were giving him a quick burial in keeping with Muslim practices. This has been challenged by the Muslim imams. They say that you're supposed to be buried in the ground with the head pointed toward Mecca, and that the only excuse for dumping somebody at sea is if it's a very long voyage and the body is decomposing. And so every aspect of the story is phony. There's nothing true about any of it. And the other great puzzle, Paul, is why did they change the story? If you're going to pull off something like this, you got to know what the story is and stick with it. And yet, before 48 hours passes, the whole story has changed fundamentally. Why? What was the pressure to change the story? They didn't have to worry about Pakistan ratting on them. Pakistan is enough of an American public puppet that if it was ordered to shut up, it would shut up. I mean, Pakistan lets the United States conduct illegal military actions on its territory, killing its citizens. Pakistan lets the United States Army send the Pakistani Army into tribal areas, into entire provinces, displacing entire populations of people. If Washington tells Pakistan, hey, we're going to stage this thing and we want your help and you better not say anything about it, they're going to cooperate. So the real question is, why did the story change? What's going on? Are people in the government now, I'm just speculating, I have any idea, are people in the government now seeing they don't want Obama, some of them don't want Obama again, and they see that he's managed to do this to boost his poll ratings by 24%, and so now they're going to undermine it because they want to get rid of him, or they'd rather have a different puppet, or something, all kinds of things are going on that we don't know about, and that might explain why the administration, the government, is destroying its own story. It's not being destroyed by news people. The news people are still celebrating the victory over bin Laden, and the news people have given the imprimatur to extra-legal murder of unarmed people. So it's not the news media who's exposed. It's the government itself that keeps changing the story. And where's the pressure coming from to change the story? I mean, why create such massive credibility problems for the government's own story? So maybe all the people inside the government are fighting each other over who they want to run the next time. I don't know what's going on, but that's the biggest puzzle to me. Maybe somebody on your guest can, maybe Steve today can throw some light on that. That is the most interesting question. So the two real questions, and I'll be finished here. One is, what are the real agendas that this news event is designed to further? And two, why did the government wreck its own story by changing it before 48 hours are over without any obvious sources of pressure on them to change the story?
You know, it's amazing.
The Kennedy story. The Kennedy was killed by Oswald, period. And we've had that story now for, what, 40, 50 years or something. They don't change it. Why did they change this story? They haven't changed the 9/11 story. And
well, exactly. And, I mean, you've got the press secretary, Carney, who's now being lambasted by all sides of the media as this flounderer, this failure, because he's having difficulty getting the fable straight. He keeps tripping over his words. He keeps giving contradictory explanations. And like you said, it's baffling. It's almost as if it's deliberately designed to look hokey. I mean, you've got neighbors surrounding this so-called compound they say they'd never saw Bin Laden. It's a stone's throw away from a Pakistani military base. All the residents have to have ID cards. They have to go through checkpoints to get anywhere. And the only photos that have been released are of these victims. Of course, none of them are Bin Laden. And it's increasingly starting to look like he was. I mean, we know that every intelligence professional worth their salt said that he's been dead for 9 years. It's starting to look as if perhaps some members of the Bin Laden family were there, and that's what they used as the reason to go in. But, I mean, it's like in your article today, you quote this email that you received from a reader who asks, you know, why the government's so sloppy in its lies that it virtually makes no effort to make them appear credible. I mean, why are they so arrogant in their total disregard for the intellect of the American people?
I think the answer to that, Paul, is they got away with 9/11. They blew up two skyscrapers in plain view of everybody, in plain view of the TV cameras. We've got recordings all over the world of these buildings being blown up. Anybody that looks at those buildings can see they're being blown up. They're not falling down. These are not buildings falling down from structural damage from an airliner or fire. These buildings are blowing up. You can see they're blowing up. If they get away with that, if they can get away with the fable that a few Saudis with box cutters can outwit all 16 American intelligence agencies, all the intelligence agencies of NATO, of Israel even, can outwit NORAD, air traffic control, airport security four times in one morning, can cause the state-of-the-art Pentagon air defenses to fail. Anybody can pull off this superhero stuff. How could anybody believe that? You can't. I mean, did you see the film V for Vendetta, where the superhero blows up the British Parliament? Well, hell, the 9/11 attack makes that look like nothing. And yet people fall for these things. I mean, so they, I guess that's the reason the government just shows it doesn't make any effort to even make a credible lie. It just knows that it can use the patriot card and 80% of the people will fall for it. The patriotism will, and they'll be, oh, we got him. Ah, we got the towel head. So that's what they rely on, I think. They don't think anybody is going to think about it. People are just going to celebrate. And if you start thinking about it, you have to give up celebrating, and they'd rather celebrate than be suspicious of their government. That's probably the answer. I thought that reader that you quoted made a very good point and raised the central question. That's why I put it in my article today. But I think that's the answer, Paul. They know, look, they've always got away with everything. You know, remember the Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, weapons of mass destruction. Governments all over the world have got away with these things. You know, Hitler got away with the Reichstag fire. They blamed it on the left wing or some deranged commie. These things are commonplace in history, and they always work. In fact, I wonder if there are any examples that didn't work. I can't think of any offhand. Maybe there are some somewhere.
Well, it's with everything, like you said. I mean, Operation Gladio, they got away with that as well. And I think it comes down to the fact that when people are not don't have time or don't have the effort to scratch the surface on these things. They just throw in their lot with the US government as if it's some kind of baseball team, like they scored a major victory. I mean, in the aftermath of the bombardment of Iraq, pizza and beer sales went through the roof, and it's kind of just this dumbing down, this reduction of what amounts in the end to the slaughter of thousands and millions of people to support in a baseball team or a football team. And that's the kind of post 9/11 mental castration that they're now trying to reinvigorate after this latest fraud.
I think that must be it. And so, but still, we'll remember now the two questions that we should focus on is, what are the real agendas behind this theater? And two, why did the government change the story?
And we'll talk about that after the break with Paul Craig Roberts. Stay tuned.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
The Alex Jones Show live with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Delighted to be joined by Paul Craig Roberts. We were talking about the agendas behind why they're contriving this Bin Laden fable. Many have suggested that we had these reports a couple of weeks ago about the Pakistani government protesting about the US drone strike simply because of the fact that they've killed so many innocent people in Pakistan. We had the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Yousef Reza Jilani, saying, quote, "These attacks are creating a lot of problems for us. The US will have to stop these attacks." And, of course, there were massive protests in Pakistan about these drone strikes just days before this bin Laden fraud was rolled out. Pakistan is now being geopolitically isolated. They're saying that Pakistan was harboring bin Laden all along. Of course, that only means that so was the CIA. It's tied with the Pakistani ISI at the hip. Those are the two organizations that created bin Laden as a terrorist leader in the first place. So a lot of people are suggesting that it's a kind of reprisal against Pakistan for their unwillingness to continue going along with this supporting the hegemony of the US empire. Well, I want to get your comments on that, but I also want to turn to Libya. We had the NATO spokesman James Apathori 2 days ago say, quote, "The UN Security Council should adopt a new resolution on Libya. Resolution 1973 does not envisage land operations. We need a new resolution." So, Dr. Roberts, it seems that NATO and the UN are basically going back on everything they promised when this bombardment started. They're now talking about ground troops. How long do you think ground troops, until ground troops are sent in? And why has Libya been targeted for a regime change amongst all this?
Okay, Paul, first, ask the question about did they concoct the bin Laden death to shut up Pakistan? No. But no doubt they saw that as also another useful gain of it, but they wouldn't have organized it for that purpose. But when you organize something like this, all sorts of agendas can get hooked onto it. And you can see them sitting around the table, and somebody says, well, this will also let us put pressure on Pakistan. We'll blame them, blah, blah. And often what happens is the people who concocted for the real agenda, perhaps it was Obama wanting to get reelected or boost him. You see, here's what Obama was faced with. He was sinking in the polls. And so the question was whether he would all of a sudden be faced with challenges for the nomination. See, that's the last thing a sitting president wants. If he wants to be renominated without having to go through a primary of his own. But if he's sinking in the polls at a time that's getting close enough to the presidential campaign itself, then he has to worry about all the money getting behind another candidate. So if he can boost his popularity long enough to make it too difficult for a last-minute challenge to come up. So that's one good reason for Obama to have done this, and it's probably the lead reason that he did it, that it was done, to get rid of any challenge to him as the Democratic presidential nominee. Now you can also give him a benefit of the doubt, look at it the other way. You can say, well, look, it's finally dawned on him, maybe a few of his policymakers, that the dollar's sinking.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. We'll talk about Libya next time. Thanks, Paul Craig Roberts. Stay tuned.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.